I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This is the fabulous Adam Richard,
and I have a theory.
Oh, hey, chickens. Look, I'm very excited. I'm watching a trailer. You know how much I love a trailer. I've done a whole 20 seconds of it. Do you think we can get through more? I promise. I'll try and barrel through as much as possible in this one. By the way, I did record half this episode already and there was something wrong with my thing and it wouldn't go. Anyway, I'm just talking to myself, basically, for a good 4 minutes. So we had Ruby. She was just turning around. I know, it was very exciting. And the doctor saying, "This is Ruby." Then she's stepping out of the TARDIS. There's sparks going off everywhere. Then she's like attacking things with a big pole in the tunnel where the doctor is standing behind her. He's wearing that turquoise shirt. Knitted shirt again, the little t-shirt with the high-waisted pants. Sorry, trousers. Matt gets very upset when I say pants because in England, pants means undies and they all laugh hysterically. Just like when Americans talk about their bottom and they say a word that here means something around the front. Anyway, look, let's just say the lyrics to the Nanny theme song always got way bigger laugh in Australia than anywhere else, possibly even in Britain. So... Oh, by the way, I do want to apologize for the titling of these episodes because I'm calling it the Who Dis trailer. And lovely Elizabeth over on Patreon said, "Haha, I saw this. I got excited, went to YouTube and searched for Who Dis trailer." That's exactly what it's called in my brain now. I am so sorry. yeah, I've created some weird alternate universe fandom. but hey, look, we have our own little language here. Adam Richard has a theory, and I hope we're enjoying it. Anyway, so Ruby, oh my God. Ruby's banging things with a stick and someone is saying, "You are wild, brave, and rude." It's one of her mates in the Bridgerton dresses, and Ruby is just looking stunned by this assessment. I love that, like, she's rude. She's probably just, you know, not not doing all the 3,000 things you were meant to do in the olden days. Although she's probably saying thank you to the staff, which was something you're not meant to do. I guess because they did so much for you, you'd be saying thank you all day. You'd be exhausted. And then we see Ruby turning around, looking quite shocked inside the TARDIS. I mean, maybe the doctor's just said something to her. Then something is squirting in the doctor's face, like some sort of smoke business coming off a machine in what looks like that kind of derelict spaceshipy bit of business where that big toothy monster is. Like, I'm piecing together what's happening in what episode. I'm not really. I have no idea. Then fire comes out, and the Doctor and Ruby both jump back and go, ah! and Ruby says, "You made it worse." Which, you know, we've been watching this show a long time. That's normal for the Doctor. Then the Doctor pops out of the TARDIS in his pinstripe suit with his delightful afro. And he says, "Where shall we go?" The Doctor and Ruby are walking across the pedestrian crossing at Abbey Road. Well, is it on Abbey Road? I mean, that was the name of the Abbey Road album where that crossing is. But I presume that crossing is also on Abbey Road where the studios were. But that, you know, it's what's the Richard Curtis movie where they say, "Don't go that way, it's Abbey Road. People will be crossing the road and getting their photos taken." Is it About Time? Is that the one? It's really cute. It's strange. Then we are at the circular space station. I mean, it's not circular. It's just got a lot of very round forms hanging above what it looks a bit like Coruscant-y kind of planet that it's orbiting. It's got twin rings. Can you have like two sets of rings on a planet? Like, I guess you can. If you can make them in the CGI, I guess that can happen. But yeah, you know how Coruscant in Star Wars always looks like, you know, like heaps of light coming from, you know, sort of like a very technologically advanced planet with lots of city business going on. Well, that's what this planet looks like that this spaceship is kind of in orbit of. And then the Doctor says we can go anywhere. And then he's back in his lovely blue knitted jumper. Oh, it's got a zip, so it's kind of like a t-shirt cardigan. Cute. And he's looking at something. And then Ruby pops up from behind. And then there's a baby speaking. It's a baby strapped to a chair and it's speaking. I don't know if you can hear the fire alarm going off. That's not mine. It's my neighbor's. So don't be worried that I have to suddenly evacuate in a moment. But it's the people over. It's probably, there's a car dealership. Their alarm goes off every 6 minutes. Anyway, it's a baby. and the baby says, "It's you." And the Doctor is delighted and yells out, "Space babies!" And then he's like, "Isn't the universe mad?" I don't know if that's related to the space babies. It feels like it should be related to the space babies. Space babies, by the way, is the name of one of the episodes. I think it's the first episode of the series is called Space Babies. I mean, space babies. Okay. Then the Doctor says, "Let's have a random landing," and he's pulling the lever. He's wearing the same jumper. I think a lot of this is from the first episode where he's wearing the cute little blue jumper that's actually a cardigan but with short sleeves and is knitted. I know, I'm quite obsessed with what Shinigawa is wearing, but you know, he's quite fashionable in real life. Like, he does like fashion shoots and stuff, and he's always, you know, turning up in amazing things to red carpet. So he obviously had a say in what he was going to wear. Knew he looked amazing. And this is a cute little top. I love it. With the brown coat. I don't know if you hear the sirens, but they've come to sort out the fire alarm. fun times in the big city. So they're having a random landing. And Ruby says, what did she say? I didn't really understand her. It was a weird. Oh, is it safe? Oh, my God. What a stupid question. You're in Doctor Who? Probably not. Then there is a big monster thing. Like, it looks like a big, is it a mandible? Is it like a jaws creature? Like, maybe a big slug or something? And there's a big sign above it that says forward. And it's got like a light in it. Like it's like holding a phone in its mouth. I don't know. It's creepy. It's weird. It's slobbery looking. Then Ruby is rolling across one of the platforms in the TARDIS and banging into the fence. Then Ruby and the Doctor, he's still wearing the blue top. They're running from something. I think that's Slobbery Monster. Then there's the Slobbery Monster. Different Slobbery Monster than the one that was in the doorway before. This one's the one with the sharp teeth. And it looks like it's spitting something out. That doesn't look good. Then it goes black. Completely black screen. And then we see Ruby standing outside the TARDIS. There's carnage and fire and smoke. And the tone has changed. The music has gone from jaunty to rather somber and dark. And the Doctor says, "Listen to me." We can't see him. He's not there. It's just his voice. But there's a light on at the top of the TARDIS. And then we get a close-up on Ruby. And he says, "This is what we're trying to stop." And there's just fires everywhere. There looks like the burning wreckage of some sort of crashed spaceship. We'll investigate more in the next episode, obviously.